Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
All right, welcome back. I want you to listen to the song if you're out there driving around and listening at home. It's by a guy a lot of folks may not have heard of. It's called Alexander O'Neill. A broken heart can mend. No matter who broke your heart, man or woman, maybe you lost your dog, I don't know. I don't know. You may have lost your elephant.
This is my favorite song by Alexander O'Neill.
But broken heart can mend.
And it's true. I mean, Joe, you're too young. But Charlie, Tom, and myself, we can speak on this. You're not a man until some woman break your heart.
That's right. And when your first heartbreak comes, Joe, it's going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Your forehead is going to sweat. You're going to get a lump in your stomach. I'm telling you.
And the sooner certain songs are going to start making sense.
The sooner you get back out there and get in the game, brother, the better off you're going to be.
Right. It's like riding the horse of Bunkin' Bronco.
Don't wait.
They throw you off the horse, get up right away.
Get right back on
and
it.
Then you're gonna look,
a different horse.
And you're going to look back and say, why was I even tripping off that first place?
What the hell? Why did I like her? Her feet big. She needed her toenails trimmed.
Oh, Lord.
And I never did like her mama. Or her sister, and I sure didn't like her best friend. All right, folks, we're almost at the top of the hour, and I want everybody to think about this. We'll talk a lot about the NCAA, but the NCAA this weekend, what was your favorite game? Who was the top player you've seen so far?
Top player, or your favorite player you were talking about?
Well, your favorite
the best player,
player you've seen.
Right.
Player you said, man, he's something else. Who was yours?
There was a few. I like the Koenig kid from Wisconsin.
Who?
Koenig, the little guard.
Yeah.
Little white kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you got to listen. Well, you guys are going to pick three black guys. I got to pick one Caucasian.
That's what the tournament's for. The tournament's for the little white guy.
That's as far as he's going. He's going to go to the pros.
The gym rat. The gym rat.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to say I like the entire Kentucky team.
Oh.
But if I could pick one player, it's going to be that guy who was player of the year for South Carolina because he was a one-man wrecking crew against Duke yesterday. What's his last name? I can't think of the kid's last name, but I was
from South Carolina?
Yeah.
A Thornwell?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Sindarius Thornwell. Ooh, I was going to pick him.
Charlie, that boy got game.
He can play some D2.
They punked Duke.
Yeah, they did.
They screwed up a lot of brackets.
But you know what, though?
Yes, they did. I had Duke in the finals.
But if I may interject this. This is going to be, I'm going to say this early, so on my plate.
Yes, sir.
Duke was injured by North Carolina's HB2 bathroom law because that game was originally supposed to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, but instead it was in Greenville, South Carolina, which essentially made it a home game for the Gamecocks.
Yeah. Hmm.
And so they were affected
still,
by it.
It's still not that far from Duke, though, either. Yeah, so their fans could have got there.
But Greensboro, was less than an hour from Duke campus.
Yeah, but Duke still had a bunch of people there, too.
Yeah. So
they shouldn't have let
them. I'm just saying.
They got punked. Duke was a better team.
And you know what? I love Frank Martin as a head coach. I love Frank Martin because this guy, he takes no prisoners.
You know how he knows how to act and work.
Married to a sister. Beautiful sister, too.
And take them damn, I hate them burgundy pants.
I can't stand them either. I was thinking the same thing. I couldn't stand his suit.
And they look polyester.
Look like,
they look like Charles Barkley commercial. Have you seen the Charles Barkley commercial where he's got different clothes on?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Disco, and he's got on these burgundy
pants. Sam Jackson.
Sansa belt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the old days when Lou Henson had that orange jacket, remember? Look, that old polyester knit looked like you got close to a fire. You go up quick.
Nigel Hayes was my favorite player so far.
Huh?
The kid with the spiked hairdo from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. I need people to stop saying that he did the Michael Jordan move, though.
Well, he said he did. He said he went out and came back in. He said that was Michael Jordan move. That move Michael Jordan made on the Knicks. He went out and came back
in. The fake spin around,
not even close.
He's just a freshman, too, isn't he?
No, he's a senior. He's a senior.
Is he?
I think he's a senior.
It's the same guy who wore the post. Earlier in the season, he had the poster about playing college players during the college football season. He's that same basketball player.
Okay.
Who's your favorite player?
I was going to say Sindarius Thornwell from South Carolina that Moses was talking about.
With Martin was on the radar for Mizzou, but South Carolina really has never, years ago, it was. They've never been a basketball power, but they're okay now.
SEC's on its way up.
They're respectable. There's no doubt about it. And Frank Martin, as I said, I just like the guy's coaching style. I mean, well, he's an old school defense. Kind of guy.
Well, that's why they kicked him away from K-State, because he was in the player's face too much.
Yeah,
the player's down P-U-S-S-Y. The young kids now are just so damn
a little too soft.
Soft.
Yeah,
but
they
then
are.
Their parents make it bad.
They're thin-skinned.
Yeah.
They can't take criticism, constructive criticism.
Yeah, in your face.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We had coaches back in the day where
man,
they would put their hands on you like they were your parents. And we took it, and we didn't go home and tell her, oh, Coach so-and-so did this to me. That we didn't say anything because that was par for the course.
Well, if I said that to my mom and dad, my mother would say,
well, what did you do?
You punk?
Yeah.
Get back on out there. No, we don't do that type of stuff. Your generation is a little different.
I'm going to say there's no way a Bobby Knight would be able to work in this generation.
We couldn't work in this generation.
No way. As soon as he threw a chair, it'd be over. One chair throw, anything like that, it'd be over. People don't even like when coaches berate players just because it's on TV. They don't like to see a college student
and
get berated by a player.
Back in the day, we were three guys. We said it a couple weeks ago or maybe last week. One of the guys, I would have loved to send my kid to play for Bob Knight back in the day.
I wouldn't now because he's Trump supporter.
Well, yeah, but back in the day you would have because he was a winner.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he was a good coach.
Do you remember the kid who played for him who was on the 1981 National Championship who was paralyzed in an accident named Landon Turner?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Landon Turner's dad was a minister, okay? Mm-hmm. And during the recruiting process, an opposing coach who was trying to out-recruit Bobby Knight told Landon Turner's dad that Bobby Knight was an atheist. Mm-hmm. You know what Landon Turner's father told him? Mm-hmm. He said, listen, I can teach my boy all he needs to know about the Lord. I want Coach Knight to teach him about basketball.
Right. Mm-hmm. They got him a special van.
Yeah. He did.
He took care of him.
He would have been a great pro had he not
Coach
been hurt.
Coach Knight helped Quinn Buckner because they treated Quinn Buckner bad on his broadcast, and Bobby Knight spoke up for him.
Really?
But that's right. Today he's still in the announcement.
You know what I think about? When I think about Quinn Buckner, I think about him being the captain of the 76 Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. From Illinois, what? Didn't he play basketball in Illinois?
I don't know Quinn Buckner's from Illinois or not.
Yeah, I think he did.
But
that was the last undefeated NCAA championship team. Was that 76 Indiana team.
That's right.
And when Bob Knight coached the 76.
32-0. Yeah.
And they coached the 76, the Olympic team in Montreal, he coached them.
That big center. Did Kent Benson get kind of slugged? Did he get hit in the pros? Who hit him?
Kareem
got him.
Yeah. Kareem hit it.
Kareem double over and walked down the court and came back and let him have it.
He cold cocked him.
Kent Benson. His career.
Kareem broke his hand when he hit him too, though.
Yeah, that's right.
So he was out for like two or three a month or so.
He hit him hard.
But he hit him hard. I didn't know Kareem had it in him. I thought, because Kareem always impressed me being
quiet.
A finesse type of guy.
Those are the guys you don't mess with as a quiet man and a quiet woman. Don't get him upset. My father was like that.
Is he quiet?
Oh, my goodness. But if you
don't
got
get on
upset,
his back,
man.
Yeah, hell
to
pay.
Burst. Mr. Edwards got a bad side if you get on it.
Hey, don't forget, folks, Wednesday night we will have the new Mizzou coach on, Kunzo. It's not Kwanzo, Keely Woody, or whatever. Kunzo Martin will be here. And, folks, no, he was not born in East St. Louis. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay? Moved over to East St. Louis. Played for Gene Cady at Purdue. We've been following his career quite a while.
Yeah, he after LaPhonso Ellis left Lincoln, he was the heir apparent to take that program to the continue the tradition. And he won two state titles, if I'm not mistaken, at Lincoln after LaPhonso Ellis left. So he went
solid
to Purdue,
player.
Had a good career, and was an assistant with Gene Cady for about 5 or 6 years before he struck out on his own and became a head coach at Missouri State. And I really, think that this hire, Missouri had to make a hire like this. They had to make a statement. But more important than that, they went and got a guy who is going to be able to recruit with the best of them in the SEC. Kunzo Martin can recruit. He's proven that. He took a Tennessee team that was drafted to the Sweet 16 a couple of years ago before they just unceremoniously just removed him because they wanted to bring Bruce Pearl back. I mean, they did him so bad, they told him he couldn't even use the school's jet to recruit.
No.
But he got out and went to California by this time for 3 years. And now, Charlie, I want you to ask him this question. Did he always feel like that Missouri was going to be, hopefully, his destination job?
I will. I will do that. We'll bring that question. Jeff Sterk, the AD, and I mentioned this the other night, he has no ties here. He's from the West Coast.
And that's wonderful.
He has no Norm Stewart ties. He's not going to listen. Don't bring none of Norm Stewart's disciples back. The Norm Stewart days are damn over.
Yeah, they're over.
All right,
thank goodness.
Good old boy network. and do this crap, having the white ball players practice against the black ball players. Oh, yeah, I know about all about all that, too.
It's such a bad idea.
Wow.
I know all about all that in practice. So what he did was, and what he does, he shuts up people like me, the Maurice Scotts, and the people that complain about the racism and whatever. This man doesn't care. Now, they've had, like I said, there have been three black coaches in the past, four coach hires, but this is a different situation. Anderson, if you told Mike Anderson he could come back here, he probably wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't, with a new AD,
he would probably do it.
Yeah. But when they hired this guy, a lot of people criticized him, saying, who is this guy? Why would they go get a note name like this? And I say, well, every great athletic director at one time was a no name.
Well, but
you have to give the guy a chance.
Yeah.
And what I liked about the fact he did, but like you said, Charlie, I like the fact that he has no allegiance to the powers that be here in this state.
What he did was he took an old coach from Michigan that coached the Fab Five, Fisher, brought him to San Diego State when everybody else didn't want him there. Look how they played. Played very well.
Yeah.
So I was happy with the hire. You never know.
Yeah, but just rest assured, there's still some of that old Boone County money.
Well,
that's filtering in there. It's not going anywhere.
Of course.
Now remember.
And that's getting into Konzo's pockets too, probably.
Of course.
Now remember.
But they're not going to tell him how to coach.
There are many people in this town, and I've seen them on the internet, that don't like to hire.
Of course.
That's ridiculous.
There are many, many people that do not like to hire.
And what's
why
the,
is that?
He hasn't won Charlie, enough. Right. He hasn't stayed anywhere long enough. That's been the complaint.
Well,
I read it on Friday.
His statement today saying that this is his last stop, and if they'll keep me for 20 years,
I'll be here.
He'll be here. You know what? That's good enough for me. That shows his loyalty right there already, and he hasn't had one tip off.
No, it ain't gonna be easy. It's
2017 though. Are you how much can you believe that someone says they're gonna want to be here for 20 years?
That's true.
Come on, he's gonna say the right thing.
True. Now the situation with Porter. The number one recruit last year that was recruited by Lorenzo Romar at Washington. So Lorenzo Romar left.
Mm.
The Porter kid now who's related somewhat to Konzo. And then to remember, his Porter's sisters played here.
Yeah, they're at Mizzou now.
Porter's brother's, Porter's father coached here as well with the women's team. So there's a tie. If he can get
that'd
Porter.
That'd be nice.
They're gonna be
we could very well, they could very, Missouri could very well get the number one recruit in the country just by hiring Konzo Martin.
And Washington said they were not going to hold him back with the commitment that he gave them. So.
Oh, well, they can't.
Yeah.
Well, it's verbal. I mean,
right.
Yeah, they can.
Non-binding.
Now, what it does also, this slaps SLU, and I don't want to see SLU do bad as well. Corey Tater's done a great job there. Competition makes everybody better.
Mizzou and St. Louis U should play each other every year in the manner in which Kentucky and Louisville play.
Well, but you got to remember, Kentucky and Louisville didn't want that either.
No, no.
But they eventually did it, though.
I disagree with that.
They had to go to Congress to do that.
Really?
They had to go to Congress to get that done.
I didn't know that.
No, a lot of schools.
And right now, they shouldn't.
I don't blame them.
No.
I don't blame them.
SLU's not in the same ilk as Illinois or Mizzou.
But they did play several years ago.
They did.